Blog Talk Radio.
First Peter 1:15, as he which is holy, which has called you, is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, or in all manner of living. Hallelujah. And the only way that you can do that is when you fall in love with Jesus.
Separation. Separation from sin, separation from the world. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 14, which says simply, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Be ye holy, for I am holy, God says. If we expect to have the Holy Spirit dwelling in our lives, it makes a lot of sense. We must be holy. Holiness really means being Christ-like. Holiness means every aspect of living for God. It's a privilege to be holy. It's a privilege not to be bound to sin. It's a privilege not to be addicted to alcohol. It's a privilege not to be addicted to smoking. It's a privilege not to be bound by lust and bitterness and envy. It's the most powerful thing in the world that when somebody treats you wrong, instead of treating them wrong back, you can say, look, nobody's going to manipulate me. Nobody's going to tell me how to think. The devil can't make me do this. No other person can provoke me into an ungodly situation. But through the power of the Holy Ghost, I can respond with a meek and gentle and quiet and peaceable spirit under all circumstances.
Well, don't y'all over there think that y'all say you can't do this, you can't do this, and you can't do certain things.
You don't matter
how long you talk to them. Until they get a revelation of who God is, they're not going to understand what holiness is. An optional way, another plate building to get into and just say you're a believer, but it is the only way to travel and to become a true, full-hearted believer.
Praise the Lord. We're so happy that you could join us tonight to be in our midst, Kingdom of God Ministries. And before we get into our lesson on tonight, Spirit of Baal Peor. Baal Peor is a false god, and we will be bringing, actually is a perverted false god. And we'll be bringing that out tonight, but I just want to give a few announcements for those of you who may be in the Atlanta area and would like to come and join us on Sundays at 11 o'clock a.m., please feel free to do so. We have a non-traditional church setting. When I say non-traditional, I mean we just allow the Holy Spirit to go as He pleases. We don't have a lot of the entertainment per se, but we just flow in the Holy Spirit. We get the Word of God, and then after that, we dismiss and go home. So right now, we're meeting at the Community Center on Bells Ferry Road. Services start Sunday at 11 a.m. 9050 Bells Ferry Road. And I would also ask that if you are being blessed by these radio programs, we have had some fantastic guests on, feel free to email us and let us know that you're enjoying the program, because even as ministers of the gospel, sometimes it feels good to know that people appreciate you. And if God should put on your heart to sow a seed in the ministry, if you're being blessed by the ministry, feel free to sow a seed. Any donation is very much appreciated. So send us some emails at www.kogm.net, and you can go to our email contact list and just send us some emails and just let us know how you're being blessed by the program. So let's open up with prayer tonight, and then we'll go into our program. Father God, we just would like to thank you for just being a God who love your people, a God of forgiveness, a God of love. Father God, we just thank you. We honor you. We worship you. We praise your holy name. Lord God, we ask that this message go out throughout the listening audience, that you would touch, Lord. You would deliver. You would set free. Lord, we always ask that you open the ears. Take the blinders off the eyes so that your people will hear your word. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Lord, and we just lift the churches up. We lift the ministers of God up on the front line preaching the unadulterated word. Because, Lord, we know it's not popular in this day and time. But, Lord, we ask that you give us the strength to stand strong, to stand in righteousness. We ask that you cover us with your blood. Lord God, we ask that you protect us, Lord God, and keep us. And, Lord, you will provide for us, Lord, because we look not to man for our provision, but we look to you. And, Holy Spirit, we ask that you guide our mouth. Guide us in what you would want us to say on tonight. We rebuke the adversary. We rebuke any interference from the enemy that will come and try to distract, try to block the ears. And we command you in the name of Jesus Christ of the Messiah to loose. You will not hinder this broadcast. And we just thank you, Lord, and we give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor Bobby, are you there?
Yes, Pastor Bobby? Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
All right.
And we,
all right. Well,
and we do, and
I
we
just,
do have... And we do have a listener at the 8379. They're holding on. We want to acknowledge the listener, and we thank you for listening in on tonight.
Amen. We thank you, sister. Amen. Well, first of all, before we get into the lesson, I always like to bring out BLPR. And to some, it might be a foreign word because they may not have have never heard that before. Well, if you can recall on our program last Saturday, we had our special guest, Danielle Williams, and she was sharing her testimony how she had got into prostitution and porn and things of this nature, and then it just spiraled out of control until she had a revelation of who Jesus was. That's why we do the intro, our theme introduction. You can preach, 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 and until someone get a revelation of who Jesus is, they're not going to really know what holiness is. So this is why, as ministers of the gospel, we present to you the unadulterated word so you can get the spirit and in truth, and you can grow in the maturity of Christ Jesus. Okay, worship of Baal Peor, and for those of you, I'll spell it as Baal, or some may say Baal, B-A-A-L, dash P-O-R. It's capital P-E-O-R. Baal Peor, yet what was the worship of Baal Peor, and why did it draw such wrath from God? Baal Peor, or Baal Peor, is a Moabite god who was worshipped with obscene rituals. The name means Lord of the Opening, from Baal, meaning owner, husband, and Peor, coming from par, meaning open wide. Now, we're going to wrap all this in together, but I want you to just get this visual picture And I want to put a disclaimer out. If you have small children, you may not want them to listen to this broadcast because it might get a little intense, might get a little, some mature subject. So I would just, as a parent, you know what's best for your child. It says, I found Israel like grapes in the wilderness. I saw your fathers as the first fruits on the fig tree in the first season. But they went to Baal Peor and separated themselves to that shame. They became an abomination like the thing they loved, Hosea 9 and 10. The worship of Baal Peor is an abomination. Notice that those who joined themselves to Baal Peor also became an abomination before the Lord. Another name, Baal Peor, is Belphegor, who was depicted either as a beautiful naked woman or bearded demon with open mouth, horns, and sharply pointed nails. The open mouth being an indicator of the sexual rites used to worship him. And this was St. Jerome's reported that statues of Baal Peor he encountered in Syria depicted the god with a phallus in his mouth. And it says, legend has it that Satan sent Baal Peor, and, you know, they go on into that. But I just wanted to bring you a little history on Baal Peor. The word Baal Peor or Baal means devastator. So you see that even when Danielle told you of her testimony, she started out with the money, with the glamour, glitz, glamour, and all that, but in the end, it caused a lot of devastation in her life. Baal Peor in marriage. After seeing, you know, things today, are you saying there are certain acts that we as Christians shouldn't do, and we're going to bring out sodomy. We're going to bring out oral sex. And I know a lot of people say, well, the Lord said the marriage bed is undefiled. But where do you think oral sex came from? It originated from Baal Peor. Remember when I said opening, mouth opening? That's where it originated from. So a lot of times, Kristen, I don't want us to think that sex is bad because God said he made it and it was good. But we can pervert it by looking to the world to say they know how to have sex, when really the world should be looking at the Christians saying they know how to because they're in tune with God, the Creator. We shouldn't have to look to the world or bring the world into our bedroom. And I'm going to say that because that's what's wrong. Hollywood, television, you got all types of commercials on all kinds of things for, what is that, Cialis and all this kind of stuff. Well, the world is pushing that to you and saying, hey, this is what you need. This is what you need in your bedroom. The ultimate is to destroy marriages. Let's go on. Okay, the devastator. The scripture speaks of an ancient incident where Israel is led astray into sexual sin. The seriousness of this event is so significant that God warns the church in Revelation against this sort of idolatry. The post contains, and it was showing just a certain video, the story unfolds in Numbers chapter 22 as Israel is preparing to enter into the promised land. The king of the Moabites, Balak, which means devastator, feared that Israel would do to his people what he had done to others. He sought a prophet to curse Israel so that he could drive them out of the land. So you can see today, true men and women of God, let me say this, you're going to be persecuted. You're not going to be popular. The mainstream churches don't want to hear stuff like this. They're going to call you crazy. They're going to call you a fool. They even tell you, don't take all this. You're not going to get a lot of invitations to even come and teach at their churches because they have this same spirit that they turn a deaf ear to it and they don't want to tell the truth. But I've seen a lot of families being devastated by homosexuality, by prostitution, by all types of things in that family, drugs, sex abuse, lesbianism, incest. Like she said last week, I'm not telling you something that I read about. I have witnessed it. I have seen homes broken up, marriages destroyed because of pornography, because of people sleeping outside of the marriages, infidelity. I've seen it. Sodomy is a sin. Similar to the meaning of Beor, Balaam's father, the Hebrew word for Sodom literally means burning. Sodomy is defined as anal or oral copulation with a member of the opposite sex. And I want to say this about the Chick-fil-A founder when he made a stand and he said he just didn't agree with homosexuality marriage. And he's getting a lot of flack from that. One particular city say they're going to try to ban him from even opening stores there. Now, this is what I'm saying. This is when you see a nation that is falling into all types of lasciviousness because they don't want to hear the truth. The man, Taffy didn't say that he taught against people, but he taught against, he didn't stand for that particular lifestyle. That's his personal opinion. Okay, the world wants to shove everything down your face, in your face, but they don't want you to address what they're doing. Okay, let's go on. The act is considered sodomy even when it pertains to the opposite sex. Heterosexuals who participate in this act are sodomized by the very definition of the word. It wouldn't take long in reviewing the scriptures to understand how God feels about sodomy. Excuse me. And then let's go into idolatry. It is idolatry. The word sodomite in the Old Testament is the word kaddish, which means male temple prostitute. The female counterpart to that, the word kadeshe, is often translated as harlot or whore. Some say that God only disapproved of this act as it is related to temple prostitution. Yet the act itself is an act of idolatry, no matter who performs it. One does not have to be a temple whore of Baal for the act to be sinful. On the contrary, one becomes a temple whore of Baal by doing this. So you see, those particular acts was in that Baal worship, was in that temple worship. And number one, it even in the natural sense, is not, it's against nature. So let's go on. Holding true to the definition of the word sodomy, these temple prostitutes would perform homosexual acts on anyone, regardless of gender. The act itself was the means by which the participants were joined to or become one with Baal. The act itself was the means of worship by which Baal was sought to cross over and indwell the participants. The marriage bed should be kept in honor, Hebrews 13 and 4. Some assert that there is an anything goes mentality, remember what I said earlier, to intimacy in marriage because the marriage bed is undefiled. However, the Bible prefaces that text by saying that marriage is honorable. The first text also states that fornication and adultery defiles the marriage bed. But you don't hear that. And you have people going to church every Sunday and commend fornication, commend adultery, and people say, well, don't judge them. Well, if you're living by the standards of the true God according to his holy scriptures, then the word makes it clear what you shouldn't be doing as a Christian. The word for fornication is Greek word porneia, where we get the word pornography, which means illicit sexual intercourse. So sex acts that God deems as illicit are not acceptable just because it is practiced in confines of a marriage. It defiles the marriage bed, which should be held in honor. The question then becomes, are acts of sodomy illicit? God gives us good gifts, and that's over in James. The desire, and the woman and man are given sexual parts that physically correlate and fit each other. They are designed to meet together naturally. When he created Adam and Eve, he said this was good. It is uncleanness. Apart from the physical uncleanness of the act, there is also a spiritual component. Romans chapter 1 describes man's degradation into reprobation. Man doesn't just wake up one day reprobate, but there is a series of steps. Do you see the downward spiral America is going now? 20, 30 years ago, you didn't see a lot of things that you see on television as you see today. I was listening to one of these songs, I believe it was Lil' Kim or whatever, but she was literally singing and worshiping this idol god, Baal worship, because she had the men as her slaves. And that's what they would do in the Baal temple worship. They would emasculate the men and make him worship that goddess, Asherah. But Pastor Bobby will be bringing that up. Okay, it is an unnatural use. Romans 1:26 states, For this cause God gave them up to vile affection, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. The word use is the Greek word cheresis, which refers to use of sexual parts of the woman. Note that there is a natural use and an unnatural use. What the women were doing with each other sexually was an unnatural use of that part of their body. Similarly, we are told in Romans 1:27 that the acts performed between the men was likewise unnatural. And likewise also the men leaving the natural use of the woman burned in lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving themselves that recompense of their error, which was meat. And that's Romans 1:26-27. You can read it. It's nothing that I'm adding to. This is off the scriptures. So a lot of times people say, well, God didn't really mean that. Or they'll try to justify the scriptures to fit their lifestyle. But it is black and white. It's plain as day. So you could take it, or you could interpret it in error, but the word do not lie. Amen? It formats the mind to be asexual. The act itself is not gender-specific. In an attempt to validate homosexuality as a norm, and then they tell you how people try to validate the lifestyle and say, well, this is the way God made me, or I can't change. And I'm not just harping on homosexuality tonight. I'm talking about all types of lasciviousness, fornication, adultery. These are things that was done in the temple for Baal worship. And we can see the same things going on today. You might say, well, we don't have prostitution in our church, but if you got people sitting up in adultery and fornication, these are some of the same practices. These are some of the things that should be addressed. Like I said, it's not a popular message. A lot of people don't want to hear it. But that man of God that God set up there as a shepherd over those people should be telling the truth. You should be hearing this from the mouth of the priests and the prophets that God has set up over you. Certain things is just not acceptable. It's sin before a holy God. And we need to address these things. Amen. So I wanted to just bring that illustration of what we're talking about tonight is talking about the spirit of Baal Peor. I'm going to turn this part of the church, well, I was going to say service, but this part of the radio program over to Pastor Bobby. And from that, we'll open the phone lines. If you want to talk about it, let's talk. That's what it's about tonight. Open up. We want to talk. So with that, Pastor Bobby, you have the floor. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We want to realize what we're really talking about, Sister Montgomery. We were talking about, and we are talking about, the spirit of Baal Peor. Now, why are we talking about the spirit of Baal Peor? Well, as Sister Montgomery brought out earlier, if you look at the television, okay, you look and you listen to radio, you'll see such sexual activity going on that it's just ridiculous. I mean, people get on the air wearing the skimpiest of clothes. They sing some of the filthiest of songs. Now, what is that? That is what we're talking about, the spirit of Baal PR. Now, it was brought out to what that spirit is and what the purpose of it is. It's against marriage. It's against families. It's a destroyer. It's the devastator. Now, there's something else I want to bring out in reference to Baal and Baal PR. Now, it went back to it's a pagan god of fertility, but it brings out a whole lot of lewdness. Now, it's something I want to add to what was said earlier. Now, the word Balaam is Hebrew for Baal, pagan god of nature and fertility. Now, this Baal worship apparently had its origin in the belief that every tract of ground owed its productivity to a supernatural being or demon that dwelt there. So you see, it goes back to the seed. Okay, the farmers probably thought that from the Balaam or fertility gods, various regions came to increase of crops, fruits, cattle, and whatever they grew. The worship of Baal was accompanied with lascivious rites, 1 Kings 14:24, even the sacrifice of children in the fire by parents, Moloch, Jeremiah 19:5, and kissing the image, 1 Kings 19:18, Hosea 13:2. Now, Baal was often associated with the goddess Ashtoreth, that's Judges 2:13, and in the vicinity of this altar, there was often an Asherah, that's Judges 6:30, 1 Kings 16:32-33. Now, of the goddess Ashtoreth, it says this: this was a goddess of sexual love, maternity, and fertility. You notice it said sexual love. Okay. It has nothing to do with correct love, but it had everything to do with sexual love or just making out, basically. Mm-hmm. Prostitution as a religious rite in the service of this goddess under various names is widely attested. That the identification of Ashtoreth with Aphrodite is evidence of her sexual character. Now, you see how these different names and gods coincide, but it's the same spirit. It's the spirit of Baal PR under different names, mm-hmm. through different names, through different nations. You have a different name for the same spirit. Now, the identification of Ashtoreth with Aphrodite is evidence of a sexual character. Now, Ashtoreth is the plural of Ashtoreth, in connection with the plural of Baal or Balaam, a general designation for the female divinities of the Canaanites. So it went back to the female divinities, Baal-Fagar, Baal-Peor. You see how it coincides? Now listen to this. Ashtoreth refers to a wooden pole or mast which stood at Canaanite places of worship. Pole dancing? Interesting. You see that? Pole dancing that they do in various strip clubs? What is that? That's the spirit of Baal PR, the spirit of the devastator. See? Now, that's in Exodus 34:13. Originally, it was perhaps the trunk of a tree with branches chopped off as was regarded as the wooden symbol of the goddess Asherah, who, like Ashtoreth, was a type of fertility. It was erected beside the altar of Baal, Judges 6:25-28. And another thing I want to bring out is that was the same spirit that Elijah came against with Ahab and Jezebel. Mm-hmm. Now, Jezebel used everything that she had to corrupt and kill and destroy the prophets of God. Devastator, destroyer, spirit of Baal PR. So we have to come against this spirit, because if you don't, it's going to destroy everything it comes in contact with. And it uses sex to do it. And not only that, we're going to get into some other things in reference to this. Now, Baal and Ashtoreth worship, it incorporated illegal sexual acts. Okay. and that the Asherah was nothing but a phallic symbol. A phallic symbol. In other words, a male genital symbol. That's what it was.
Yeah.
So you had the female aspect, in which it said the Lord of the opening, and then you had the male aspect, which was phallic. So it was going both ways. The spirit of Baal-Peor deals with male and female to destroy and to devastate through these various acts. And why are we saying that? Because we see this spirit now as never before. You have all kinds of sexual activity throughout the world, and it's okay.
It's okay.
Nobody is coming up against this foul spirit, and this foul spirit is destroying people. It's killing people. It's destroying homes. It's destroying marriages. It's destroying men and women, boys and girls, everybody.
Yes.
And who is standing up? Who is saying this is wrong? It's now to the point where you can't even say what's wrong or what's right. And you especially can't say what's wrong because of this spirit coming going around. If you okay, to give an example now. Well, I'm going to bring it out a little later because I got some other points that I have to bring out. But I'm just coming against this because it's coming against us.
Right.
This spirit is coming against everybody, and especially coming against God's people, because God's people are supposed to stand up for the righteousness of God in every aspect of their life.
That's right.
We cannot allow this foul spirit to come into the church. We cannot allow this foul spirit to come into our homes and destroy and devastate.
Amen.
And bring low and demasculate men.
Yeah,
that's what that thing is about. Look at Jezebel. Ahab was an emasculated man that catered to that demon-possessed woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not coming against women in general, but Jezebel was a demon-possessed woman, and she was a Baal worshiper. Okay. Now, it says, and that's act now. The word lascivious means lewd, lustful, licentious, lecherous, bawdy. In other words, Baal worship was accompanied with sinful sexual acts, behavior expressly forbidden in Jehovah's law. Now, this is the first fact that we got to bring out. Now, let's look at what those forbidden sexual acts were. Now, okay, now, look at the music industry. The secular music industry. Look at Hollywood.
Yes.
When you look at Hollywood, you look at the music industry, what do you see? Now, in Hollywood, you have some marriages, but you have people, they just go from man to woman, from woman to man. I mean, if they marry, it's for a short time, then they break up, then they marry somebody else. Now, in the music industry, the only thing they sing about is sex and going from man to woman and woman to man. And then they also sing about all kind of other lewd, filthy things. Now, what do you think that is? That's the spirit. That's the spirit of Baal, the spirit of Baal-Peor or Baal-Fagar. That's what it is. But that's okay. That's all right. But when you start talking about that's wrong, we shouldn't do those things, then you get blasted. Then you get blasted. So what's up with that? No, we have to tell the truth regardless of what somebody thinks about it. Now, we have some laws concerning sexual behavior. Now, we're talking about what God thinks about it. But one thing we have to say is that, I already mentioned it, that sex is big business. I mean, hey, if you want to advertise something, you put a woman up with scantily dressed. If you want to advertise something for men, you put them out there with no shirt on, well-built, no shirt on, nice-looking guy, and you can sell your stuff. That's the world. But that's not God's way. Now, the Most High, or God, what does he think about all this stuff? Well, his word has a definite viewpoint on these things, and God hasn't changed. Now, in the days of Elijah, I'm going to read this particular portion of Scripture, and it says, 1 Kings 18:17, and it came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah, and Ahab said unto him, art thou he that troubleth Israel? The king blamed Elijah for what was happening to Israel. Israel had fallen into a great drought. There was no rain falling on the land because of the sins of Israel, because they began to worship Baal and participate in the activity of Baal and the burning of their children into illicit sexual activity. And Elijah answered and said this, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam, Baal Peor, Baal Fagar. You start worshiping basically your own self and worshiping women and participating in things that God said, no, you don't do those things. And let me say this. God doesn't say no on particular things just to say no. It's the reason that God tells us not to participate in certain things, because these things will hurt and destroy you. Not only will it destroy you physically, but it will destroy you spiritually also, because it separates you from God. So God, you know, God is not like what a lot of people used to think when they were young. Their mother and father would tell them not to do something because the mother or father just didn't want them to have fun. No, that's not it. The reason the mother and father told you not to do a certain thing, because they knew through experience that those things could hurt or kill you. So that's the same thing it is with the Lord. He's not telling you not to do certain things because he just doesn't want you to have fun. Now, he's telling you these things because he knows that it will separate you from him, and it will kill you, and then also hurt and destroy your physical body. Baal Fagar, he's trying to destroy you. He wants to destroy you. He doesn't want you to be happy, so he tells you to do things that's against God's law because he wants you to be separated from God. That's what all these demonic spirits do. That's what they're about, to steal, kill, and destroy. They are the attributes of Satan. So what do? We got this. Okay, we have to stay separated from Satan and draw nigh to God. And when we draw nigh to God, he will draw nigh to you and strengthen you in the area that you are weak. Now the following is Jehovah's law, and we need to go against this. But here are the things, and we know these things. I mean, it's not something that we don't know. But for some reason in this day and age and time, we think that it's okay. So many, everybody is doing it, so it's okay. And then some believers think, well, you have believers that's living together, you know, they're fornicating and going to church. And they think because they have a belief in God that, and they go to church and they say Jesus is Lord, that they continue to do these things, they continue to worship Baal and think that they're going to make it and please God. No, that's not how it worked. That's not how it works. Now, the things that God is against: adultery, sexual act with a person other than your spouse. Exodus 20:14, thou shalt not commit adultery. Somebody might have issue with that. All right, and then we have, and we also want to thank Smash240 for coming in. We thank you for listening in to the show, and we hope that is a blessing to you. We appreciate you listening in. At, Leviticus 20:10, and the man that committeth adultery with another man's wife, even he that committeth adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death. So you see, back in those times, whoever was involved in this illicit activity, both of them was put down, the man and the woman. So it went both ways. Proverbs 6:32, but whoso committed adultery with a woman lacketh understanding, he that doeth it destroyeth his own soul. Now Jeremiah 23:14 reads, I have seen also in the prophet of Jerusalem an horrible thing. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They strengthen also the hands of evildoers, that none doth return from his wickedness. They are all of them unto me as Sodom, and the inhabitants thereof as Gomorrah. Now, this is what God is saying. This is what the word of God is saying. Now, if you have issue with this, then you can, you know, you can pray to the Lord and talk to him about this. But this is his word on all this spirit of Baal Peor, the spirit of Baal. That's what we're talking about. That is evident and just about preeminent throughout the land. And that's why we're talking about it. And not only is it imminent throughout the land, if you speak against some of this stuff that's not right, then you get blasted and you get called that, you know, you're intolerant or you're a homophobe or whatever. Whatever. But then again, it says, then you have fornication, whoredom, sexual acts between unmarried persons for pleasure or profit. That's how you get into pornography and prostitution and all these things. Hey, you know, yeah, you can make money in it, but what does God say about this? He says, Leviticus 19:29, do not prostitute thy daughter to cause her to be a whore, lest the land fall to whoredom and the land become full of wickedness. 1 Corinthians 6:18, flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. Illegal sexual acts between close relatives. Now, all of this, everything that I mentioned, is of the spirit of Baal Peor, or Baal Thagar, the destroyer, the devastator. Now, it says here, cursed be he that lieth with his sister, the daughter of his father, or the daughter of his mother. Deuteronomy 27:22. Deuteronomy 27:23. Cursed be he that lieth with his mother-in-law. Leviticus 20:12. And if a man lie with his daughter-in-law, both of them shall surely be put to death. They have wrought confusion. Their blood shall be upon them. And then it says here, God has a problem with homosexuality. Uh-oh. Oh, Lord. Somebody going to be mad at this. Leviticus 20:13, if a man also lie with mankind as he lies with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. Now, this is God's word. This is what God is saying. So don't get mad at me. This is what God is saying. If you have issue with this, check out the Bible. You might need to repent. That's all. Deuteronomy 23:17, there shall be no whore of the daughters of Israel, nor a Sodomite of the sons of Israel. Genesis 13:13, but the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. Genesis 18:20, and the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous. 21, I will go down and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry which is coming unto me, and if not, I will know. Now, Paul, in his letter to the Romans, he talks about particular sins, particularly that one of homosexuality, which he says comes as a direct result of rejecting the evidence of creation and refusing to believe in the Creator. All right. Now, and then it has something here about bestiality. It says, Exodus 20:19, whoso lieth with the beast shall surely be put to death. Leviticus 18:23, neither shalt thou lie with any beast to defile thyself therewith, neither shall any woman stand before a beast to lie down thereto, it is confusion. Leviticus 20:16, And if a woman approach into any beast and lie down thereto, thou shalt kill the woman and the beast. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. Deuteronomy 27:21 reads, cursed be he that lieth with any manner of beast, and all the people shall say amen. So all that we have read and talked about is of the spirit of Baal. So you see how foul this particular spirit is. This spirit hates marriage. This spirit hates the relationship between a man and a woman. The spirit of Baal Peor and Baal for God, the spirit of Baal hates marriage. Why? Because it is the institution of God between man and woman. Now, I just read you the scriptures. God didn't have you. I just read it to you. I just read the word of God. Now, if that's a problem, then I can't help that. I'm giving you what God says about that. And the reason I'm giving you what God says about that is because of the day and the age that we're living in. It's totally immoral. It's sick. It's perverted. It's horrible is what it is. And then we wonder why our children are being kidnapped. We wonder why we have this sex trafficking. We wonder why all this perversion is throughout the land. Well, when you're worshiping the devil, when you're worshiping the spirit of Baal, well, this is what you're going to have. Okay, it's what you're going to have. Now, I'm going to read a few more things, then we're going to open up our lines. If anyone has anything they would like to bring out or say, this would be the time to say it. Now what we're living in really is in the days of Noah, and then I'm going to be cutting it off in a minute and giving some time for people to give their opinions. Now, in the days of Noah, there was something that was going on. People were preoccupied with food, drink, and sex. Now, where are we at now? People are preoccupied with food, drink, and sex. And not only are they preoccupied, they are giving themselves over to these things. They're allowing it. It's like a god to them. It's like a god to them. But see, now, in the things of Noah, it said restraint was removed and appetite became a god. Noah preached a warning message for 120 years, but to little avail. See, when people are involved in what they want to be involved in, they want to justify what they do. And when they justify what they do not want to hear the truth. Like I was saying in that movie, A Few Good Men, the colonel come out and say, you can't handle the truth. Well, a lot of people can't handle the truth. When you start telling them the truth about different things in their lives, they get mad. They want to come against you. They want to say God is not like that or like this, or God is graceful and all this kind of stuff, and he just goes, it's okay. He winks at that stuff. No, he doesn't wink at this. But I'm going to read this, Matthew 24:37-38. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Luke 17:26. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Now, we'd like to say there's nothing wrong. They like to say that there's nothing wrong with eating, drinking, and getting married. And, I mean, the human race will cease to exist without these things. But what the Lord is saying is that in the last days, mankind is giving itself over to become obsessed with gluttony, drunkenness, and sinful sexual behavior. Use the word sinful, I mean behavior which violates God's law. Now, okay, our guest call-in number is 1-323-375-0849. If anyone has a thought or opinion, they can speak forth now. You're live on the air. 5206, you're live on the air. Smash 240, you're live on the air. If you have anything you'd like to say, we have 10 minutes left on the show. You are free to speak.
Hi there. God bless you both. And I just have a question for you and the guest.
Okay.
Two questions.
Yeah.
The first question is, can a homosexual be a Christian at the same time? And the second question is, how do we stop the homosexual spirit that is in America and in the world?
Okay. All right. Now, that's an interesting question because, as we said earlier, the things that we mentioned is of the spirit of Baal, Baal-Peor, and Baal-Fagar. Now, if a person is a practicing unrepented a homosexual or lesbian, or he could be an unrepented any kind of sin, well, it's kind of hard. It's kind of difficult. I'll say it like this. It's kind of hard and difficult to be a believer and a non-believer at the same time. I'll say it like that. Now, I don't want to make any judgment, but I will say that. So, but at the same token, in reference to your second question, this spirit can only be dealt with through the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost. In other words, through the spirit of repentance. We've got to bend the knee, we got to pray, and we got to be vigilant in our prayer that God would touch the hearts of these individuals so that they will see the error of their ways. Now, we had a guest on the show on the other day, a minister, Danielle Williams. She was all into all that stuff. She had a lesbian spirit. She was a prostitute. She was in pornography. She was in all these different things. But she got saved and she repented. Now, what she was doing when she first repented, she was still doing some of that other stuff. She was still dancing. She was still making her nasty movies, pornographic movies. But God told her something. The Lord told Sister Williams that He wanted all of us. He didn't accept that type of lifestyle, so that's what I'm saying. But yeah, we have to pray, we have to fast, and people have to repent. Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
Okay, I'm coming out of Second Peter, and number one, like Pastor was saying, we first have to realize in our heart that there are some things in our life, and none of us is sitting up here saying that we never sin or we never was caught up in pornography. We had to repent of that too, because out of ignorance, as young Christians, you just don't know a lot of things. But if you're not being taught properly or these things are not addressed in the church, people just go on and say, oh, it's okay. Because it's so popular in the world that we just embrace it and we accept it. Now listen to what Second Peter said. He said, and many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Didn't we just say they're calling truth wrong and wrong right? And through their covetousness shall they with fiend, that means they just have a hunger, it's an unsatiable appetite, words that make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. That's a lot of these preachers or people that's telling lies and telling you it's acceptable. Your lifestyle, God ain't going to judge you. But listen, let me tell you something.
If you
know your lifestyle is not lining up with the Word of God, then that needs to be self-evaluation. I'm not going to sit here and justify sin because God didn't tell me to do that. God told me to preach the word. That's what we're going to do. For if God spared not the angels that sin, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and he spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eight persons, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly. and deliver just Lot vexed with the filthy conversations of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them and seeing and hearing vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation and to preserve the unjust until the day of judgment to be punished. So
Amen.
God is just telling you, he's going to judge them. We teach the word.
Amen.
We ask the Lord to break up the fallow ground. Because like we said in our opening message, you can preach, 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 and if someone's heart is hardened, they're not going to hear it anyway.
That's right.
They're going to justify. And this is what happened over in Noah. Noah preached for, 120 years?
120 years. We got 4 minutes.
And they still hardened their heart.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
That's right.
So this
is
something where a person has to say, you know what, I know I'm living contrary to God's law, to God's word. I want to make a change. And the minute you call up unto him, he said, I will answer you.
Amen. Amen. All right, brother, did that help you in any way? Hello?
Yeah.
Brother? Okay, okay. Well, we just wanted to bring that out because we have a lot. You know. We got a lot of people out there that they want to hang on to what they want to hang on to, and they don't realize what spirit they are of. And it has to, but if they don't know, then how are they going to repent of this? Okay. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. So we have about 3 minutes and 24 and 22 seconds left. Is there anyone else who has another question? Or you can just talk until the time is up. We don't mind.
Well, we just thank the Lord for everything. Everything that went forth, we will be continuing this message. And, you know, this whole month we're going to be talking about issues with the family. We will be talking about the children and how to have a marriage that is sanctified by God and things that you want to build a strong family relationship, because I see such a breakdown in the families, in the children, in the husband, in the wife. It's a spirit of divorce going on, and that comes back to Baal Peor. He wants to destroy marriages. I never dreamed that I would say so many Christians getting divorces in the churches. But it's not like they get divorced like they take off their shirt. I mean, you don't want this wife or this husband, go to the next one. And, you know, there's different laws in the Bible that God do say, except for this and that, it's fornication or this, that. But they just getting divorced because they may want to see something a little prettier. They see a man a little more handsome or more money. This should not be in the body of Christ. We should be an example to the world, but we're, like I said earlier, we're looking to the world to be an example to us. We're looking to these perverted singers. You got Lil' Kim and all these other perverted women doing sacrifices, goddess sacrifices, worship, and you sitting up there buying their records. And they're actually doing sacrifices to the goddess Asherah.
Yeah.
And you out there as a Christian, you go and getting their records. Beyonce, you getting their records. You're bringing this perverse, unclean thing into your home, and you say you're a child of God. I have to question that. With that, we're going to close. It's been a blessing. You want to close us out in prayer, hon?
Yes. Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for those who listen on tonight. And Father God, we ask that you touch and bless them, touch their minds and their hearts, Lord. Give us the strength to stand in your word and to live your word according to your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We want to say thanks to everyone that's listening. We would like to ask you to, we have a church service on Sunday at 11 p.m. at 9550 Bells Ferry Road. You're welcome to come. Thank you for listening, and you all be blessed on tonight. We're gonna end it with a little music. You all be blessed, all right?
Hey! Hey! Now you on the wrong team, doing a bunch of stuff that you never would have dreamed. Even if you